Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
7:34 this morning, and of course we move along now to our next feature. Now, if you recall earlier on this week, I think it was Wednesday evening, out in Lenzerheer, a mobilization event was hosted against drug and crime. But we also understand that the chairperson of the Lenzerheer Neighborhood Watch was then arrested after an alleged gangster filed a case of intimidation against her. And Maimuna Pillay was arrested hours before the anti-drug and crime community mobilization meeting held in response to an alleged assault on other members of the Neighborhood Watch. But to give us the lowdown this morning, we are joined online by Rafika Ganga, Community Liaison Officer for Lenzerheer Neighborhood Watch. Rafika, assalamu alaikum, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam, Sabra, how are you?
I'm well, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, alhamdulillah, and shukran for having me.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, before we get to the feedback with regards to the mobilization that happened earlier on this week, just in terms of Maimuna Pillay and exactly what had taken place in terms of the arrest, when was it made, why was it made?
Okay, in terms of the arrest of the chairperson Maimuna Pillay of Lenzerheer West, it happened on Wednesday, just before about 6:15. Okay, what happened the morning was at about 22:09, an alleged IO called her and said to her that he wants to come and see her because the alleged Fadwan Fit Murphy has made a case against her. We were then waiting for him to come whole day, and he then only came at 6:15 to come and arrest her. Okay, he took her away. We then tried to get her out because we couldn't understand what was really going on and why, because she just came out of hospital before that, and she was very sick. And it actually happened right before our gathering, the meeting that we called on the Turkside Park. And with that being said, we then continued with our meeting. Maimuna was incarcerated, and we then decided to take a memorandum down to SAPS. Because they weren't present at the meeting. They had people present, but we never had any captain or senior present, so I could have handed over the memorandum to them. So myself and the children, we went to the police station and we handed the memorandum over to Warrant Officer Peterson. He acknowledged it. He signed our copy, and he then said that he would then either give it to the colonel or he would give it to Captain Berger. Things were so chaotic, you know, because our emotions were high, and we were frustrated because this all happened because of one of his henchmen, the Dixie Boys, that attacked Muzamil Ishmael on the Monday evening around about 5:00. You know, where they threatened him and they asked him to buy a cigarette. And the guy then said, "You can't myself cook for years, it's good enough." And the guy said, "It's fake, gefreak, your master pee." You know, and then they attacked him. There were 3, and then it became 5. And his wife also said, "Well, she's got an injury on her finger as well," because she tried to stop it. Dad also went out. He also went out to go and assist because they had to defend themselves. And this all led up to the arrest of Maimuna Pillay. But sadly, it comes on a long time because in 2009, many other cases were also made against Maimuna, also from Fadwan Fit Murphy against her. You know, because she's been a crime fighter all these years, and she's only there for her community.
Sure. Now, in terms of this latest arrest, Rafika, in terms of the latest arrest on Wednesday, on what basis, you know, was Maimuna then arrested?
She was arrested for intimidation. He claims that she intimidated him in front of his property, as she was not even near to his house. They came here, these guys came here, and they came to threaten her at her home, you know. So the charge is intimidation. Maimuna has been released yesterday. She is at home. She's not too well because, like I said, she is sick, but she's busy resting. And, I mean, we can just pray that everything goes well and the Almighty will guide, you know, guide us through all of us and the family as well. Because, I mean, it is a trying time. And to be able to stand up for a community, and you are, I mean, a law-abiding citizen, and this is what you're getting. So clearly the justice system is telling us something.
Now, Rafika, just to paint the picture for us, in terms of Maimouna, you know, you mentioned she was ill prior to being arrested. Of course, now with the trauma of being arrested, she's, you know, ill but recovering, which is good. She's back home. How old is Maimouna?
Maimouna is 56 years old.
Okay.
She's 56 years old, and I mean she's got a blood plate problem, and she also had operation.
Okay.
You know?
Now, what's really concerning is in terms of these alleged gangsters, you know, that would then go to the police to have a member of the Neighborhood Watch arrested. You know, that's quite concerning as well. What is the status of these alleged gangsters, you know, within the community and, of course, in terms of SAPS dealing with them?
You know, let me put it to you this way. To us, it clearly shows, and I don't know if the government can see this, or if the officials can see that, this actually shows that if we are going to have a protest or stand up against any drug dealer, gangster, you're going to be arrested. Yes, everybody's got the right to lay a charge.
Mm.
But clearly, when the system shows that he has 239 cases against him in the High Court, so there is something wrong. He is doing something. They're aware of this. So why put away a community worker, a Neighborhood Watch member? Because, Sabra, it's not just happening in Mitchell's Plain.
Sure.
Morgan Village has also had that. They also put Neighborhood Watch members that have been locked up for things they didn't do.
Yeah.
You know? Kruisfontein and Delft, everywhere. So it's really sad to know that these merchants, henchmen, the gangsters can get away with this.
Absolutely.
And it's not on. And now, we're going to have to see how long this is going to carry on. How long are they going to drag the case? Is it going to be kicked out? What is going to happen? Must a woman and a community worker skin be pulled off from their face because they are fighting crime for the betterment of the society? What more can we do?
So in terms of the process going forward, you know, with regards to Maimouna's case, what will now happen and follow?
Okay, what will be happening right now is that we won't be backing off, right? We will still continue with our patrolling. We will still be doing our work in the community. And as Maimouna, she will be appearing on the 21st of November at the Mitchell Stone Court.
Mm.
Like I said, she's sick, so she isn't actually well to protect imminent patrolling, okay? But we're not going to sit back. Because we are the community, we are Neighborhood Watch, there is people out there, and we are still going to stand up against the scourge of gangsterism and drugs, against the evil scourge that's going on within our communities. The way forward from here is that we are going to not stay back.
All right.
But we're going to do everything peacefully.
In terms of Maimouna's son, you know, who was assaulted, in terms of his case, you know, what's the outcomes thereof? Where does it stand at this moment?
As we, just before we went online, the officers were here. They came to see Muzamil.
Mm.
And we now have to wait until they can, you know, they're going to come back to him and tell him when the court appearance will be. Because the guy, the henchman, has not been picked up as yet. Okay, so I'm not saying that they're failing to do their job. No, not at all. But they've come and seen him. And obviously, they've also got a lot of work, so we understand that. So we came to see him this morning. So from there, we'll just have to wait for the IR, see what happens with Nazanul's case.
All right.
He made of assault.
All right, Rafika, thanks so much for that update there. We also do have the Minister of Community Safety in the Western Cape online joining us this morning. Minister Albert Fritz, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning, and good morning to all the listeners.
Of course, Minister, very concerning, you know, that a member of the Neighborhood Watch has been arrested, you know, upon the accusation by an alleged gang member out in Lentegia.
Yeah, let me just firstly say, I want to firstly say that we will unconditionally support our Neighborhood Watches, all our Neighborhood Watch structures, the work that those ladies and men are doing at night. You know, in very, very difficult circumstances, we will always support that. The second thing I want to say, with this specific case of Ms. Belay, we are taking out what we call a court-watching brief. In other words, we will have some of our top advocates at court to follow this case, the specific case, and really get to the bottom of this, because I hope my suspicion, and I don't want to make a pronouncement and stuff that is still being investigated, but I hope it's not a case of trying to set our neighbor watches up. I really want to make that point. So our court watching brief, I can really explain to the listeners very quickly. They will be at court. They will also look at the docket. They will see whether there's any basis for the charges. And they will then speak to both the prosecutor and to the magistrate in the matter to see whether there's what they are picking up. And but they will follow that case very closely. And we have had lots of success with the court watching briefs where people are trying to set people up, and where people were, in fact, where criminals were, cases were closed against criminals, and our intervention, our brief, watching it all the time in court, actually brought people back to court. The cases were withdrawn, they brought the cases back. So in this specific case, we will bring out a court-watching brief to see whether the law is really being applied properly, whether there's merit in the case, or all of that.
Now, Melissa, you know, there's been lots of comments. We've received messages, you know, listeners call in, especially our listeners that are from these areas, saying there is infiltration in terms of these criminal structures that make their way into our security structures, especially when it comes to SAPS. And we understand SAPS forms part of, you know, the national body, so to speak. But in terms of the province, you know, what sort of oversight does the province actually look into these issues and these matters? Because it's in our very own community.
This we again, I want to just emphasize that we specifically in the province have a very, very strong, remember, we have a constitutional oversight oversight powers. And again, I also want us not to just make generalizations. I want us to look at the specific case. If there's any merit that the police is colluding with a gang, and I can tell you, if my court watching brief gives me any information that we want to, must actually approach the police ombudsman to do a thorough investigation to the whole police station is better here. We will do that. I will not stop at doing what is what our community deserves. And we have that strong power of the ombudsman, the police ombudsman, to go in and do a proper. And remember, the police ombudsman in the Western Cape is a former general who was a top investigator, top detective in the province before. So I'm saying we will really, in this specific case, I'm really going to look at all our options so that we can make sure that our structures, and I'm talking our community structures, are respected, that trumped-up charges are not being made against people. And I'm not saying it needs, but I'm saying that it don't happen, and that we are really on the side of our communities to make sure that they are given the opportunity to patrol the streets. They are the ones who are doing it at night. And that the police, that we must be, in fact, in a relationship between the police and our communities. And that must be restored. That's why we are pushing to have our community police forum elections. That I don't know why the police is trying to not have the elections. We will have it because we have the constitutional imperatives to make sure that happens.
Now, Minister, you know, we find at times, you know, many of these cases fall through, especially in these areas with our communities along the Cape Flats, is due to the lack of legal representation. Our people are not able to afford legal representation. You know, what comments on behalf of community safety can you make in this regard?
Yeah, no, we don't also provide legal representation, but we will also facilitate that. If a person can't afford, as a community member, afford legal representation, we will speak to the legal aid board, but we will be at a case, and I can tell you, when our guys are sitting in court, magistrates even comment on the fact that our court watching brief advocates are in the case, and these are quite seasoned advocates, that they're in court, and that, in fact, in one case, the magistrate said, oh, I must be very careful, because one of our very, very senior advocates, Daisy Gerber, was in court, and remember, Daisy was the deputy director general, director of public prosecutions in the Western Cape for years. He's a consultant prosecutor, so they know when our guys are there, they don't try to take chances and no shortcuts.
All right. Well, we hope some sort of intervention and progress will be made in this case pertaining it to Ms. Maimuna Pillay as well. But, Minister, thanks for your time and your comments this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All righty. And that was Minister of Community Safety here in the Western Cape, Albert Fritz.